Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jack Blood with you today. Alex Jones is away taking care of some business. We'll be back on Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm honored to be sitting in the InfoWars studio broadcasting today around the world. I have Eric Hufschmidt. His great book, Painful Questions, is really something you need to have. If you want to understand the physics and the complexities of how those buildings fell and what happened on that day of 9/11, it's still one of the best books out there. And I know that's also available at InfoWars.com through the usual channels. I believe that's also available in some shape, way, shape, or form, as well as his video documentary, Painful Questions. I believe that's what it is. Painful Questions is the book. I always get them mixed up. That is available, the video documentary on Prison Planet TV. So much to remember, folks. That's one of the very hard things about doing this type of radio. It's easy to get on and talk about he said, she said, and what the president said, and the usual BS and garbage. That's pretty easy to do. It's easy to get on and do a sports program or an entertainment program, but you have to keep a lot in your head to do shows like this, and I'm always right on the very edge of forgetting what I'm trying to do. Very difficult. I think I am having senior moments here and again. Again, appreciate you joining us, folks. I want to go right back to the calls, and we'll go for Charles in Rhode Island. Is this my old friend Charles in Rhode Island?
Greetings and salutations, fellow slowly boiling frog.
How you doing, my man? Long time no hear.
All right. You know, if there's anybody you ever have to throw at the system, just throw me at them. I upset them quite well.
Okay.
But anyways, I thought about a couple of things back. First of all, the Attorney General claiming that the President has the right. You know what? This is how things work, people. If I claim the right, I get the right to shove a stick up your nose, and you stand there and let me shove the stick up your nose, I obviously have the right. That's what they're basically doing to us. Is by claiming the right, they have the right. But they really don't have the right.
Legally, Charles, if you go up and shove a stick up somebody's nose, you could get into trouble. Apparently, Bush seems to be quite Teflon.
Yeah, but he's basically shoving a stick up our nose by
all these
spy programs and all this undercover stuff that nobody knows about.
But Charles, you're a law, well, maybe you're not, but most people listening to this show are law-abiding citizens. You know, what do we have to worry about? Right?
What do we have to
if
worry
you're a
about?
Law-abiding
it's
citizen.
It's going to come down to the point where they're going to, there's a bill in Ohio, I don't know if you know about this or not,
yes.
But if you're just standing around in public, they can just arrest you with no cause. Just arrest you because you just happened to be there.
That's right. You live in Rhode Island, and we remember, what was it, about 2 years ago when Kachiri came out with his Homeland Security bill, which was the most draconian of all the bills produced anywhere in this country since 9/11. The people immediately shot him down, and he had to really try to scramble to hold on to any kind of credibility after that. The people said, absolutely not to that. But, I mean, look, here's the way people think. I'm not with Al-Qaeda. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not doing anything wrong. So go ahead. Have them listen to me. I don't need my privacy. I'd rather be safe than to have my privacy. And then what happens is you have a divorce, and it comes out that, well, maybe you were looking at some girly magazines, or you were going to a bar. You go to your doctor, and he finds out that you drink a six-pack of beer a day. You lose your job and all your insurance, and your entire life gets turned upside down. Your professor, Brandon Mayfield, in Oregon, you were accused of being part of the Madrid bombings, and your entire life is ruined. Oops, sorry. Your Richard Jewell, the head, really hero of the Atlanta Games, accused for several years of being a terrorist. Oh, sorry. We got the wrong guy.
Well, basically, it's the old adage, give an inch, they take a mile.
That's true.
But basically, I wanted to just tell you, I bought my own little laptop, a really nice Sega, and I got the air card now. I just got it a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be a subscriber to GCN. I'm going to carry that internet around with me so I can listen to your show.
Hey, content. That's great, Charles. I wondered what happened to you. We'll have to give you a call off the air, but it's really good to hear your voice, folks. Charles is
right.
A major patriot in Rhode Island, really holding back the powers that be, living off the grid. Very proud of Charles. Good to hear from you. We're going to come right back with Eric Hufschmidt, and we'll go right back to your calls the second we get a chance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am the raptor of political talk. The T-Rex will be back on Thursday. Of course, I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. I'll also be back tomorrow. Paul Joseph Watson will join us. And yes, when I get done here, I do 2 hours, my own program. Major Brigadier General Janice Karpinski will be with me on Deadline Live today. Of course, she was the attempted scapegoat of the Abu Ghraib scandal, the torture scandal, Abu Ghraib. She was right there, saw everything, government whistleblower, and an incredible, incredible person in a great interview. So Janice Karpinski will be joining us on today's program. And if you want to make a note, tomorrow, Doug Rocky will be joining us, of course, the foremost expert on depleted uranium. That will be on Deadline Live tomorrow. More information about my program, simply go to jackblood.com, jackblood.com. You are listening, though, to the Alex Jones program. And with us right now is Eric Hufschmidt. Eric and I have done a lot of work together over the years. He's been on my show many, many times. He's been on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, something he might want to forget, and has done a lot of really, really great work. Jimmy Walter has been supporting his work and offering this for free for everybody. We're carrying here at InfoWars.com both the book Painful Deceptions and Painful Questions and the DVD Painful Deceptions. I knew I'd get those mixed up again, Eric. This is the book with full-color pictures, really takes you inside and proves that the government's cover story is impossible. It is discredited by this book alone, Painful Questions and Analysis of the September 11th Attack. His name is Eric Hufschmidt. He joins us now. Eric, good to have you on again.
Well, it's great to be here, Jack.
I mentioned the George Norrie interview, which a lot of people, I think, are pretty familiar with. And I actually thought you did a great job on that, Eric. I mean, it's a very complicated topic, and in that particular almost hostile setting, sometimes it's not real easy to do it. But I thought you did a great job, and I think, you know, what's important is to get this information out to people that haven't heard it. Thus, I want to talk to you today about how to take the best evidence that we have, a lot of it in your book, some of it to very new evidence, and how to get that out to people to start waking them up to the reality that 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. When I came out with my book in 2002 and then a few months later, the video, as far as I was concerned, you know, I don't know all the details, and I could have made a few mistakes in some of my assumptions, but you know, there's enough proof. There was enough proof back in 2002 that those towers were blown up with explosives, that the government is deceiving us about what happened, that the media is lying to us. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's enough proof. And what has happened since my book and video has come out is that when people look at it, you know, of course a lot of people are angry, you know, when you make these accusations, but
Angry today than they were a few years ago when you wrote this.
Right, but see, that's a good. The point is, as they look into it, they either realize that I'm correct, you know, all the rest of us that say this are correct, and then they join us, or they get so upset at the thought that they just become quiet. So what's happening through time is that this is growing. It's not shrinking. You know, nobody has been able to disprove anything. In fact, recently, the Professor Jones of Brigham Young University has looked into it with his class, and he's also standing by us now.
He is the physics professor at BYU, Stephen Jones, who came out with a scathing scientific report on how it was impossible for those twin towers to fall by the airplane or the fire.
Right, and see, one of the key points here that some of us have been making for quite a while now is those towers came down in less than 10 seconds, which is as fast as objects free fall through the air. And see,
you were the first person to say that, Eric, that I'm aware of.
Oh, you haven't heard that too many times?
No, you were the first person that I heard say that years ago.
Oh, well, see, this alone is enough proof that those towers were blown up. And see, what's happening is that people are getting caught up in a lot of the details. You see, the people who are trying to cover this up, what they'll do is they'll say, yeah, but where are the wingtips of the planes that hit the towers? Or, how do we know what kind of planes? Maybe they were 737s. You see,
Know. Yeah, red herrings.
Yeah, we don't know all the details. We never will figure out the details. We don't know, you know, whether the planes were switched to some airport like Stewart International and some drones were taken, you know, sent up and to replace it. We don't know the details, but there are certain things that prove beyond any doubt that those towers were demolished with explosives, and that in turn takes the whole government story out. It just like kicks the legs out from under it. Because how did the terrorists do that?
Yeah.
And how did the terrorists blow up Building 7? And then why is the media covering up? This is what starts getting people scared when they start realizing, once you realize they blew those towers up and they blew Building 7 up, then you realize the media is lying to us.
Yeah, I don't want people to be scared, certainly, but I know people are. I think concern, a grave concern, would certainly describe, you know, my personal attitude towards the media's complicity, the government's complicity, the moving in packs of terrorists, and, of course, killing all of these thousands and thousands of people on that day and everything that's happened since. Well, if you had to treat me again like a neophyte, that's fine. Let's use the rhetorical fashion here today, Eric. Treat me like a neophyte. What is the first thing you would tell me about 9/11 to get my interest?
Well, different people are affected by different things depending on your background. Like, if you're just a typical person, I would give you Building 7 as that seems to affect most people. Because, you see, this is something most people don't even know about, this 47-story building, completely steel frame, 47 stories, it's almost 600 feet tall, 5:30 in the afternoon, the entire building just pulverizes itself for no apparent reason. And the government has no explanation for it. And the best thing to do is to tell someone, watch the video of this thing come down. Take a look at the photos that show there's almost no fire anywhere. It was never hit by an airplane. And you've got to visualize this in the city that you're in right now. You've got to look outside at a 47-story building and just imagine the thing just suddenly dropping into a pile of rubble.
Right.
And then imagine all the news reporters ignore it and the police ignore it.
Well, initially, let's correct that real quick. Initially, I believe it was Dan Rather that said it fell and looked like a controlled demolition.
Oh, the initial report.
But that was his opinion, of course.
Yeah, the initial reports out there saying, boy, it looks just like when you put explosives in a building.
And then we had Larry Silverstein later come out on a PBS special. Most of the listeners of this show are aware of it, but again, something worth mentioning. And he says that at some point they decided to pull the building. And then there are multiple interviews with people who work in controlled demolition that verify, again, pull, the meaning pull, does mean to demolish the building. To go ahead, the charges are set, go ahead, push the button, pull it. It's ready to go. So, I guess on that note, Silverstein came out recently and tried to say, well, of course, I want to clarify that statement. By pull, I mean get the firefighters out of the building, which is contrary to all terminology we know about controlled demolitions.
Well, furthermore, if you replace the word it and pull it with pull the battalion, the statement he makes doesn't make any sense anyway. See, there is no way to interpret his remark in any way that makes any sense. The only thing I would say is that his entire remark on television was meant to intimidate all the government officials into just keeping their mouth shut. You know, he's basically saying, I'm going to do what I want, and you people obey, or else. Because nothing he says makes sense. They couldn't possibly have demolished the building in an afternoon. They couldn't have just pulled out a battalion and then sat back and watched the building collapse. Nothing makes any sense except that it was an intimidation technique.
Eric, tell people what was housed in Building 7, what Building 7 was. Many people allege that it was the central operating center for this entire event.
Well, that's what I think, because on the 23rd floor of this building, they had this special reinforced area that had bulletproof, bomb-resistant glass that was capable of withstanding 160-mile-per-hour wind. Now, you...
FEMA headquarters, CIA headquarters, FBI, Mayor Giuliani, command, control. Of course, I believe they had thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of fuel in order to run generators in that building?
Yeah, there's a lot of documents for court cases, evidence.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of reasons people wanted, people that were, being investigated by the government would have wanted to destroy that building just to get rid of some of the evidence against them. I think some Enron documents were either there or in the towers, I forget. But there was a lot of documents, a lot of evidence, and so that's one of the many reasons they'd want to get rid of that building. Plus, I think they were, if you look at that 23rd floor, here we have an office building with this reinforced bunker with its own air supply. So that could have been the command center where they're running this whole operation. So there's a lot of reasons to get rid of the building. If that's the command center, you definitely want to destroy it.
And as you point out, I mean, there is no real official explanation. That is an explanation endorsed by the government, an official explanation as to why Building 7 fell, why it fell the way it did. There are a number of hypotheses. There are a number of theories coming out by minions of the government, but nothing that the government has specifically co-signed.
That's a very good point. The FEMA report that came out in 2003 says we don't know how it came down. Their following report, the 9/11 Commission report, didn't even address the issue at all. They just ignored it.
Never
fell. Because you can't explain it. There is no way you can explain how that building came down. It didn't come down because of fire. There were just a couple little fires in it. It didn't come down from airplane crashes because nothing hit it. There is no way to explain it. It is only explainable through explosives. And so that right there, that building alone is enough to tear apart the whole government story about these Arab hijackers. That is a sign that somebody loaded that building with explosives beforehand.
What would people, I've talked to a lot of people about Building 7 as well, and usually the response I get is they try to move on to another issue.
That's right.
There's just no way to really figure it out. But have you heard any, I guess, adequate arguments or debates against using Building 7 as a piece of evidence?
No. I think it's one of the best pieces because, like you say, no one can explain it. There is no way to explain it without explosives.
We're going to come right back. More on 9/11 as we're revisiting it. One of the most important events in our history, certainly, and all the ramifications that go with it. Eric Hupschmidt is with us. We're talking about his book, Painful Questions and Other Issues. We'll also take your calls. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Eric Hupschmidt with us today. Painful Questions is the book and analysis of the September 11th attacks. Painful Deceptions is the video. I believe that's on Prison Planet TV. Check that out. And also, you can get both the book and the DVD by either going to InfoWars.com or calling 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We carry it here at the InfoWars Studios. One thing I like about you, Eric Hufschmidt, is that you're not judgmental. You're not a gatekeeper. You're not out there trying to control all the information about 9/11. You're simply trying to give your own perspective, which is really, folks, a scientific analysis almost of what happened on 9/11. But I have to hand it to you, Eric, because I'm real sick of these gatekeepers.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to remember, people have to keep in mind that this 9/11 attack is not just like a burglary here. You know, this is a major
mass murder.
And then you got wars. But see, what I didn't even realize when I first wrote the book is this is the tip of the iceberg. This is where, you know, once you start looking into it, you can realize why it's so important, that why they are trying so hard to cover this up. It's not an isolated incident. If you look at people like, see, this is where, if you look at Benjamin Friedman's speech, this is, he in 1961, what he was talking about. And then you got Myron Fagan also in the 60s. This is actually coming from a group of people that had been working, you know, through the generations even.
Same people that might have been behind the Northwoods document.
Right, some of the same people. You know, the organization itself, you know, will come and go, change members, you know, as people come and go and, you know, die and whatever. But some bail out of it. Like, apparently that's what Benjamin Friedman did. He was partly in it in the beginning, and then decided, what am I doing here? I don't want to be with these people. And he turns on them and exposes them.
It almost sounds like John F. Kennedy might have been thinking in that same way, shape, and fashion.
Yeah, that's right. And they mentioned that, you know, you'll see that too, that, you know, they got to get rid of him. He had so many enemies, of course. You can't even nail down
them. That's very true. And same thing with Robert Kennedy, who RFK, who was a staunch anti-communist, was for all of the anti-communist covert activities, and then woke up himself.
Right, and what's interesting is if you listen to Myron Fagan, he says these same people started the communist movement, and they're starting the fights that go on between the different races in this country. They're constantly creating fights, constantly creating hatred and trouble for everybody, and we're all victims, every one of us. And he even mentions, you know, a lot of these people, they're Jewish, and so, you know, if you criticize them, you're anti-Semitic. But he points out they are sacrificing Jews in this process.
Yeah, as they've done throughout the centuries.
And yeah, to build up anger, even see, they can then hide behind it for one thing. Plus, it gets Jews on their side because then they get scared that the Nazis are after us, the communists are after us, and it's this constant create hatred between different races, between men and women, between political parties. And it even talks about how they need to find people that, you know, the patsies that they can put into political offices, which is what you look at our government today, that's all it is. You know, it's just one idiot or another just following orders.
Matrix moles, as I call them. Have you had a chance, I think it's the History Channel, Eric, that is debuting a new movie about Flight 93, and they put together a dramatization of the events of the Shanksville crash and the subsequent events that led to the crash. I know you've investigated. Have you been to Shanksville? I know you've investigated quite a bit.
No, I haven't personally, but there's one movie I saw, The Flight That Fought Back. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah, well, there's a brand new one out that just came out, and from the clips I saw, the first clip is one of the victims' wives on the phone with 9/11, or with 9/11, with authorities saying, my husband just called me from the plane, there are terrorists on the plane, they're threatening to kill the passengers, blah, blah, blah. But really, I think a dramatization based on, I'm not going to say it's fact, I mean, what are they basing this on? What evidence do they have to continue with this story?
Well, it really looks like a lot of this is coming right out of some Hollywood producer.
Absolutely.
Or something. And
Jerry Bruckheimer.
I don't know who's doing it, but Hollywood, I mean, see, again, Hollywood is somehow involved with this, and the media. So, I mean, it's not even a joke to say it's coming from Hollywood people. I mean, if you look at who's in it, look who's covering it up. It's, you know, these are the people. They're not doing this because they're naive. You know, they're not creating this movie you just mentioned, this Flight 93. The people that created this are not naive.
Have you ever tried to use your cell phone on an airplane?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't work. I borrowed a cell phone. It wasn't mine, but it won't work.
I have, and actually there have been announcements long after 9/11 that the technology is now there so that you can use a cell phone on an airplane. I believe they changed that to in-flight phones, conveniently enough. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Tom in California, Andy in North Carolina. We're going to get to everybody. I'd like you to stay on topic with 9/11 or state-sponsored terror, but, of course, this is your soapbox, so whatever you want to bring up will be fine. Again, the phone number to call into the Alex Jones program today, 800-259-9231. I'm Jack Blood, of course, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Eric Hupschmidt is our guest. We're talking about all things 9/11. Eric, as we went out of that last segment, I'd mentioned that the government cover story seemed to change. Not really, you know, put on the record solidly, but now they're getting away from the cell phone thing and they're starting to say in-flight phones, which would prove, again, that initially their cover story was wrong. I wonder how this movie will portray it. What, do you want to take a guess? Are they going to be using in-flight phones to call their loved ones now instead of the cell phones?
Well,
or are they going to stick to the cell phone story?
Yeah, I would hope they'd get rid of those cell phones, because in the other Flight 93 movie, they were using cell phones. Even the the headset types, and so hopefully they will have fixed that. But you see, when you watch this movie,
are they trying to tell us something with this? I mean, we all know you can't use the cell phones at high altitudes, not near the cell towers. I mean, is this their little signal to us that we did it?
You don't know. Sometimes they might be doing it just to rub it in your face, because you see, when you look at Building 7, they could have taken that one down at night when no one was looking. They'd let at least 5 different video cameras that I'm aware of film it. And then they let still people take still photos of it. And it's almost as if it's like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? You know, it's almost like they're doing it on purpose, just to shock and just create fear.
It really hits the, I guess, truth community, the patriot community, give it whatever name you want, the resistance, because these are the people that are going to notice the inconsistencies. And many people are going to be paranoid and afraid, knowing that the government would make this bold of a move. The globalists, the government, we're going to try to name some names today, folks. Here's another angle for you, Eric. These terrorists are pretty stupid. I mean, here's the thing. They were able to pull off this mass mastermind event attacking 2 sites, 2 most controlled, most secure sites on the planet Earth, the Pentagon and the World Trade Center towers. They're that smart, they were able to do all of that, but too stupid to take away cell phones or in-flight phones from the passengers?
Oh yeah, I know. The way they, see, the fact that they even got into these restricted airspaces is something, that's to some people right there a very key evidence.
If you look at 93, how long was 93 lost off the with the transponders turned off? I mean, they went almost to Ohio, didn't they?
Yes, and even in the movie, the TV movie made a remark about how they were looking for it, and they're aware of it. They know this thing is hijacked. They're talking to they supposedly are hearing the hijackers saying, "Yeah, there's a bomb on board. Everyone sit down." So they're watching it. And no one's doing anything. It's just like the flights that hit the towers. Yeah. They're supposedly hearing messages from the hijackers, and nobody does anything.
Now, again, maybe something like the cell phones won't prove this overall conspiracy, but it is certainly one aspect, one component that can be used when trying to relate this information to other people. What about the drills, Eric Hofschmidt? I mean, we've seen this happen at the 7/7 bombings in London. We've seen this happen just with about every terrorist incident. One of the callers called in today and mentioned a story that we're carrying at Infowars.com, another nuke exercise in Carolina Defense Department to hold second anti-terror drill. Do you want to comment on these drills? Because it seems to me to be quite a coincidence.
Yes, in fact, the 7/7 drill might help people understand 9/11, because that one was just really blatant. There was I think you guys have the clip of it too, don't you, on Prison Planet? That guy going on TV, the policeman or whatever he was, saying, "Boy, this is really suspicious. I mean, interesting." He doesn't even think it's suspicious. "This is interesting. We were running an exercise of terrorists with backpacks and practically the same thing and the same trains." People don't even get it. This is how you fool a security department,
right,
or the Air Force. You run an exercise that's almost identical to what's happening. Then when the reports first come in, like on 9/11, they had exercises that very morning, several of them, not just one, several of them in different locations where they're got planes crashing into buildings or planes being hijacked. So what happens is, when the first reports come through, some people say, "Well, yeah, we're running exercises."
And they had been running multiple exercises of planes being hijacked and crashing to the Pentagon for years. In fact, this was even on the Pentagon's own website until people started discussing it, which makes the absurd statement of Condoleezza Rice, as I like to call her, "We had no idea that they would ever take planes and use them as missiles," absolutely preposterous. I mean, that has to blow any possible credibility that she ever had or ever will have.
Right. I know. They blatant lies here. There's so many lies. This is what, when you try to explain 9/11 to people, you really have to point out to them, there's so many holes in their theory that, you know, you're just going to give them a few.
I mean, if they lie once and they obfuscate again and again and again, they must be trying to hide something. I mean, that would be the instant analysis by any criminal investigator.
Right. I know you don't have to catch, you don't have to figure every little detail out, but you were catching them on so many lies, so many very big, very important ones. So you've got things like the towers coming down, the Air Force not doing anything. There's so many of these things that we are proving it. We have proven this years ago.
Eric?
Yeah?
I want to tell you that NORAD stood down because of incompetence.
I know. Well, that's another one. Here's another one. How they get away with this? Can you imagine going to a dentist and he accidentally drills a hole through your face and I'm incompetent. Sorry.
Sorry. Come back next week and I'll fix that for you.
I mean, if these people are truly as incompetent as they claim, that alone should be reason to get rid of them. I mean, you don't put people this incompetent.
This again and again and again, whether it was with 9/11, whether it was with Afghanistan and Iraq, whether it was with the Hurricane Katrina and Rita. We caused the problem. It was our incompetence that caused all this problem. But stick with us. We broke it. We'll fix it.
Yes, they're always
trust
using
us.
They're always using this. Well, we're just stupid. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I mean, Katrina's a good one. I mean, the levees break for mysterious reasons, and then they mysteriously don't do anything. Oh, we're stupid. Sorry.
And as a listener pointed out earlier in our program when he was talking about Katrina, there was plenty of prior knowledge that that was going to happen. Of course, in the case of 9/11, 2001, the events of prior knowledge are so voluminous, Eric, that you literally can write a whole 300-page book just on the prior knowledge aspect of 9/11.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, this is why this movement's growing. You see, it's not shrinking. As time goes on, more people are realizing, you know, we are telling the truth about it. This is a big hoax, and we're the victims.
Yeah, we're underpaid. We have little to no resources. There's not enough of us, certainly, though more and more are coming in all the time. And we've managed to make so much headway to prove so many falsities, so many lies being put out by the administration. It's just a wonder that people could ever trust them again after the first lie, let alone after the 3,000th lie.
Right, and the reason I think it's so easy for us with our, like you say, no money and hardly anybody is that it's easy when you're just telling the truth.
Yeah.
You don't have, it's not very hard. It's very difficult to maintain a lie.
Yeah.
Because you've got to somehow suppress a lot of information. And see, they've got a real hard job. They're like pushing a boulder up a hill and we're just pushing it the other direction. It's, you know, we got the easy job and that's why it was so, a handful of people with no money can do so much damage to them.
I'm going to go to the phones now and let you people take a crack at Eric Huffschmidt and myself. Any questions you might have about 9/11, how to explain it, I guess any cover stories that you've been unable to debunk yourself. I think that would be an important line of questioning, though anything you want to talk about is certainly fine with us. And again, the number 800-259-9231. It's the Alex Jones Show. Let's talk to Jim in New Mexico. Jim, are you still with us?
I'm here, Jack.
Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate your show. Actually, I called in the first hour regarding a different topic, something that was brought up yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But regarding this topic, I just would like to ask your guest if he had heard anything about the fact that these buildings in the World Trade Center complex had been wired with C4 explosives from day one.
Oh, you mean when they were built?
Yes.
Well, see, this is another thing. The idea that the construction workers were putting explosives in any building, doesn't have to be those buildings. I mean, the idea of that is this. I think they're just throwing that out there to throw people off course.
Isn't it kind of a red herring again? It's kind of like the Kennedy assassination when you try to get too detailed here. I mean, look, we can look at the buildings, we can see, and even the government has admitted it in some capacity that the planes nor the fire could have caused those buildings to fall. We've seen similar buildings. One in Madrid, of course, comes to mind that didn't fall. In fact, no building made like this has ever fallen from fire. But then the questions start coming through, Eric. Well, if it fell, how did it fell? How did they plan those explosives? And if you don't have questions, I guess answers for these questions, you tend to lose some people. But I think we're losing sight of the fact that the government's cover story is that airplanes brought down these buildings. All we have to prove, Eric, is that that couldn't have happened.
That's right. That's a very important point you make. We don't have to answer all the questions. It's like someone, when you talk about Kennedy, and they say, well, what kind of bullet hit him? Was it copper coat, hollow point, mercury filled? Who cares? We'll never
right.
know the answers. We'll never know the details. We don't, and some of this stuff, they're throwing out, it's like a smorgasbord. They're throwing out all kinds of nonsense, hoping to hoping people pick it up and waste
their
time.
And make a mistake, and that they can be discredited certainly as well. I mean, look, I talked to a major league firefighter, and he said that there is a potential that C4 was embedded in the building. Certainly, they could do that. Do we have any real evidence of that? No, because they've taken all the evidence and left it and kept it away from the people so that we can't have an independent investigator look at some of the evidence. So that's pretty much where we go, number one. Number two is that I did interview somebody once from Cantor Fitzgerald. I believe they were taken out of the building for roughly, I believe, a week or 10 days due to some electrical difficulties. At that point, anybody could have went in there and wired whatever they wanted to.
Right. Yeah, and see, the idea that they had put explosives in there in the first place, where they also have a switch to detonate it somewhere? Like, where's the switch, and what does it say on it? Do not push this or the buildings blow up?
Well, you know, personally, I would think that if they had been wired with C4 from day one and they had been brought down with that C4, that we would have been told.
Well, yeah, of course. But you see, what it is every time you spend time on these issues, you're wasting time because it doesn't do us any good.
And also, if it is the C4 had been utilized, then people would have been removed from the building first.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, but the thing is, when you're talking about these issues with people, you're wasting your time talking about them. You really should tell people, just don't do it. Don't talk about it. Don't waste your time on these type of issues.
This is something that you and your friends or you and like-minded individuals can debate and concoct theories over, not something you probably want to take to a neophyte.
Right.
Anything you don't absolutely know is obviously not the first plank of where you're going to start with this story. I mean, I've heard tactical nukes could have been in the sub-basement, and I guess there's a possibility of that. I mean, we have to remember that in the bottom, and Eric, you're more of an expert on this issue than me, but in the pit of Towers 1 and 2, there was molten lava and seismic activity that would, I guess, could signify a major explosion such as a small tactical nuke, which we know they have.
Well, there's actually a picture there. They saved this blob. It's about 3 feet, maybe by 4 feet. There's a picture of it. It's on a video, Relics from the Rubble. You can get the DVD.
Yeah.
What this is a sign of is this steel really did melt down in their basement. And what Professor Jones is thinking is that they were using thermite in there for some reason, maybe to cut through some of the steel or get into the vaults or something. It wouldn't have been a nuclear bomb. It would have been something like thermite, which you can burn it without it doesn't make a lot of noise. It won't blow up. But what it produces is molten iron. And what they found is this blob full of molten iron and concrete and junk. And so it is possible that they actually used some thermite down there.
And then you've got eyewitnesses such as William Rodriguez and others that talk about explosions going on, before the buildings fell in the sub-basements. Some eyewitness reports of giant hunks of metal machinery melting before the towers started to fall. And when you put all of this together, it does raise a number of questions. But again, do we have to have the answers to the questions or just ask the questions in order to deflate the government cover story?
Right. Well, all we want to do is I kick the legs out from under the government story, and the rest, the details are what you do for fun with your friends, you know?
Yeah.
You can when you're talking in public, what you want to just do is get them with the points that are really serious. Towers falling down in 10 seconds, Building 7 falling down, you know, those sort of things.
Yeah, and we're outlining these for you today. Anything else today, Jim?
Yeah, I wonder if I could bring up the topic I called in about originally real quick.
Go for it.
A fellow called in yesterday and mentioned the fact about global warming.
Yeah.
And, his concerns about human emissions contributing to global warming. You said that, well, the volcanoes that have been erupting for millions of years emit more carbon monoxide than humans have ever emitted.
Right.
I did a quick search on the Internet and found out that the three most common gases that are released by volcanoes are actually water and sulfur dioxide and carbon dioxide. There's no mention whatsoever of carbon monoxide.
Well, I don't know if I was correct on that or not. I mean, I was throwing that out thinking on my feet. I know that is generally the excuse used by people who are debunking the global warming theory. I mean, see, here's my problem is that I don't trust the environmental industry. So I don't think I'm getting any accurate information. When the environmental industry actually works with the biggest oil companies in the world, I know that there is some other agenda here.
Well, that's the
volcano
thing.
Eruptions are a common theory used to, again, debunk the issues of global warming, which has happened, and it can be proved through scientific evidence. Eric, I'm sure you know a little bit about this, through the millennia. You can go back, you can look and see global warming. Well, if there was global warming without any automobiles, then where did it come from?
Well, you know, that's another thing, Jack. I also agree that global warming has been occurring, you know, over the millennia. It's just natural cycle.
Right.
Pre-ring data proves that. And I feel like the global warming issue is being put out front as an environmental
issue.
It is
a huge industry, a multi-billion dollar industry. And I got to say, I mean, I don't like giving Bush a lot of credit for anything, but not signing on to the Kyoto Agreement has to be probably better for us than signing into it. Eric, do you have any comments on that? I'm not a real expert on it. I know a little bit about it, and I'm able to throw out a few things here and there, but I haven't done extensive studies on it.
No, I just, after looking at the way the government lies about things like 9/11 and all the rest, I think you got to be suspicious of everything these people are saying.
Yeah, I mean,
I've
heard that, you know, global warming is caused by cow flatulence, and according to the BP commercial, by us breathing.
One more quick thing, if I could, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
The environmental industry is a huge industry controlled by Prince Philip and other nefarious organizations, people at the top. Perhaps there are a couple of organizations or a few that are infiltrated by these nefarious people and organizations
right.
that are manipulating this whole argument. But, you know, nature is the life support system of our
planet.
So
you obviously believe in global warming. I mean, that's the crux of the call. You believe that global warming is happening.
No, I just don't want to see environmental organizations demonized. You know, everybody lumped together as being controlled
by... Well, I'll talk about this on the other side because I have plenty of evidence on this. We're with Eric Hochschmidt today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Jim in New Mexico's call. I mean, look, we're not trying to demonize anyone who cares about the environment. That is far from my own objective, and certainly you should know, we should all be intelligent to know that I don't speak for Alex Jones. I'm just sitting in for a show. I have my own opinions, and those opinions are based largely on a lot of research and my own personal experience. And I've met a lot of environmentalists are true blue. They really, you know, have their, the nature or the environment's best interest at heart. But we have to understand that every major environmentalist group was funded initially infiltrated by, say, the Club of Rome. You mentioned Prince Philip earlier. I've mentioned Ted Turner and other philanthropists and all these tax-free organizations such as the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford, the Carnegie Mellon Foundation, the Freeman Foundation, and others, who really, for some reason, just love to care about the environment. But they do the opposite. So this is the thing. You can say whatever you want. You can put out whatever propaganda you want. But if you're not doing something that is in sync with what you're saying, then we're going to have a problem. The Club of Rome, of course, if you've never heard of it, was created by meetings at the Rockefeller family's estate in Bellagio, Italy. It was and is, that being the Club of Rome, is their role to issue propaganda about environmental crisis and to use that to justify the centralization of power, again, problem, reaction, solution, and the suppression of industrial development in both the West and the so-called Third World. It also is another justification for what? Population control, folks. At the end of every environmentalist mantra, whether they're porch environmentalists and really out trying to help the world, or they're the instigators and the key movers and shakers of the multi-billion dollar environmentalist movement, the end solution is always depopulation. Eric, I know you understand that.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't get too much into the global warming either issue, but I know what you mean. We have to be critical of all of this stuff because, you know, there's so much lying going on.
I mean, we're talking about things we can prove. We're talking about 9/11 and what is the best evidence that we have. And I got to tell you, not only do I not trust the environmentalists running the environmentalist movement and even those that are countering the environmentalist movement, but I don't think there's been any real serious documented proof about global warming. One day it's global warming, the other day it's another ice age.
Oh, they do the same thing with food. What causes cancer? But you see, this is when you start realizing what Benjamin Friedman and that Fagan say, what they are doing is they're creating a lot of the fights. They create a lot of the different groups that fight.
Yeah.
They're fooling a lot of us. And
yeah.
A lot of these groups are not real, or they're infiltrated. And the deception is just shocking because, you see, they profit no matter what. As long as they can keep
yeah.
people fighting with
yeah.
each other. If the American people are fighting with each other, they don't realize their government is under control.
Yeah, the balkanization, that's a really good point, and turning us against one another, and that probably, at the end of the day, is the real agenda here. But when we look at environmentalists, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, I've heard people speaking about immigration, Eric, and this is how they put it. We have too many people. It's not that it's illegal. It's not that the wages are being driven down so much. It's not everything else that goes with illegal immigration. It's that there's too many people. And
well,
that seems
yeah.
to always be the end mantra. In fact, I went out and saw the Georgia Guidestones when I was in Georgia, and these were erected by another shadowy group of men with pseudonyms, and it is the America's Stonehenge. The first, they have 10 commandments in 6 different languages. The first edict, the first commandment, is that we have to reduce the population down to 500 million.
Well, yeah, I think
and then
they,
the rest go on to birth control, environmental causes, Agenda 21 stuff, world government.
Oh, yeah. And I think they're also trying to create fights between the Mexicans and the Americans right now, too. Just keep. It's hard to defeat a nation where the people are united. Yeah. But it's not difficult when they're all busy fighting with each other, you see.
Excellent point. Eric Hufschmidt will stay with us. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up, and we'll go right back to your call. Stay tuned.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.